Okay, today is Pei Gimel. We're on the eighth line on top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where it says Meisvei. Now, just to remind ourselves what we're discussing that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. When is Avodah Zarah metame? Is it metame the carrying, if you carry Avodah Zarah, even if you don't touch it? Or is it no? Everyone agrees that, or are they arguing about Evan Hamasama, whether Avodah Zarah is metame by an Evan Hamasama, that's an Evan on top of something. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim argue if Avodah Zarah is metame by carrying, and Rabbi Rabba holds, no, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree that of course there's Avodah Zarah is metame by carrying, rather, they only argue by the Evan Hamasama case. So it's a machlokes, what Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim have a machlokes about. So now, Meisvei, let's try to bring a raya, kash on one of them. There's a braisa that says like this, Avodah Zarah, kisheretz. Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz. Umisham sheha kisheretz. And all the Avodah Zarah is accoutrement, all its utensils, all its stuff, has a din of a sheretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Avodah Zarah kinida, and Avodah Zarah is like nida. Umisham sheha kisheretz. But its stuff is like a sheretz. Now, Bishlom l'Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who say that the Chachamim and the Rabbi Akiva argue if Avodah is metame by carrying nicha, that makes sense. Because it says over here that the Rabbanon hold it to sheretz, and it's not metame by carrying. Sheretz not metame if you carry a sheretz. El Rabba, but according to Rabba, who held that the Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim agree that this, everyone agrees that there's tuma by a carrying kasha, it's a kasha, because in this braisa over here, right, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Rabbanan hold that Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz, and a sheretz is not tuma for carrying. How could this braisa possibly accord with Rabba? Amalach Rabba, I was going to tell you, mi alima mi masnisen, this braisa is not any different than our Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Diktani, it said, Eitzah v'avana v'efarav, the Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, the stones, the efer, metam and kasheretz. It's metame, just like a sheretz. Vu kim, that we explained, my sheretz. What does that mean, my sheretz? The lo metame be'evan hamasama. What that means is, it's not metame be'evan hamasama, but it is metame with carrying. Hachanami, the lo metame be'evan hamasama. Same thing over here. It's not metame be'evan hamasama, even though that's a funny thing, because sheretz is not metame be'masa. That's not what it means. It means it's not metame be'evan hamasama. Next, Meisvei, another braisa. It says like this, Nachri v'nachris, a non-Jew and a non-Jewish woman, Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Zarah, Umisham Sheha, and all their stuff, Hain, their Tame, V'lo hesitan, but not if you carry them, which is Tumas Masa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hain, them, v'hesitan, and even if they carry, even if you carry them. Now, Bishlom Alur Eliezer, who said the Machlokas is whether or not Avodah Zarah is over, if this Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah, Nicha, this makes perfect sense. The Chachamim here say, no. El Rabba, but according to Rabba, who said that they both agree that there is Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah, what does this price mean? According to this price, the Chachamim say no. So Kasha, it's a Kasha. Amalach Rabba, Rabba will say, one minute, Ul Tamecher, according to you, Nachri v'nachris nami hein v'lo hesitan? What about a goy and a guy, or a goyish a girl? If you carry them, there's no Tumah? V'atanya, Dabar el B'nai Yisrael, it says Dabar el B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael metam and beziva, they nachar metam and beziva. There's no zav, there's no tuma zav by a goy. There's no such thing. By a female or even by a male. There's no such thing. Avol gazru alayin she zav in kachal divrayin. But this is exactly that we're going to make a tumas zava midrabanon. Right? Right? What do you see from here? That tumas masa applies by a goy. Because tumas masa applies by a zav. And when we make a gzira on a goy, that they have all the dinim of tumas masa, of zav, including tumas masa. Ella, Rabbi Matamritz L'taimei. We have a different way to explain this brisa. Nachri v'nachris, hein v'hesitan. Nachri v'nachris, them, v'evan hamasama shalahem. And the evan hamasama as well is matame by goyim. Avodah Zarah, he v'hesita. Avodah Zarah, yes. If you carry the Avodah Zarah, if you touch the Avodah Zarah, you become tamei. Even if you carry it, v'hesita means to carry. Even if you carry it. Avolo evan hamasama shalah. Not the evan hamasama itself. That's the Rabbanon. Rabbi Akiva, so what do you see? that even the Rabbanon hold that this is tumas masa by avodah zara. Rabbi Akiva Omer avodah zara he vehesita vevenam samashala. It and the avodah zara, because everyone holds as tumas masa, and even them and hamasama, which is what Rabbi Akiva held as well. And Rabbi Eliezer will explain his own way. Nachri v'nachris means hein v'hesitan v'evanam asama shalahen. This yes tumas masa by avodah zara. Avodah zara, but I'm sorry, by nachri and nachris. By avodah zara, he the avodah zara itself, yes, if you touch it, v'lo hesita, not if you move it. Rabbi Akiva Omer avodah zara he v'hesita, even if you move it. So therefore, that's how we explain the machlokes again. Rabba and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about what Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham are arguing about. Maskif Loravashi, my hain. What does it mean, hain? It doesn't make sense. It said, Avodah Zarah, Nachri v'Nachris, we're in the first wide line, a few lines above. Avodah Zarah, Nachri v'Nachris, people, Avodah Zarah, and Umisham Sheha, hain v'lo hesitan. Them, but not hesit. But we changed that. We read it differently. We read it to say, well, it depends. If it's Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Chachamim, if it's only them, only the human beings are tame, if you carry them, not the things themselves. So the word hate is out of place. Ela amravashi hachi kamar. Another pshat. Nachri v'nachris. People. Bein hein shehesitu es acherim. Whether they move something. Bein acherim shehesitu osam. Or whether you move them. Whether the Nachri pick something up, or whether you pick up the Nachri. Tameyin, that's all Tamei. Avodah Zara shehesito acherim, but if Avodah Zara moves something else, Tahorin, it's Tahar. Okay? Acherim shehesito osa, Tameyim. But if others move the Avodah Zara, then Taka, there is Toma. Misham Sheha, what about the stuff of the Avodah Zara? Bein hein shehesito es acherim, bein acherim shehesito osan, whether you move them, whether they move it, it's all Tahorin. We're going to see in a minute how can a Avodah Zarah possibly move something they're not alive. We'll get to that in 1 second. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nachri v'Nachris, a Nachri and a Nachris, Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein Shehesitu es Acherim, Bein Acherim Shehesitu Osan, Temein. Whether they move something, whether something moves them, Toma. Misham Sheha, what about their stuff? Bein Hein Shehesitu Acherim, Bein Acherim Shehesitu Osan, Tahorin. Now, it's all Tahor. Avodah Zarah. So that's how we explain. So Ravashi explained the brisa by breaking up the different people, the different categories. Different categories are human beings, avodah zara, misham sheyin. So they fit it in. Each one holds like they hold, and it's all good. Avodah zara. 1 second. Bishlom achem shesitu osam mishkachetha. It's possible for you, a human being, to move an avodah zara. Elahi shesita sacher hechem mishkachetha. How can an avodah zara move something? It's not alive. We don't believe in that. How can it move something? So Amar Rami Breid of Yeva Kidatan, the following, Hazav Bekaf Maznayim. You have a huge scales, and a Zav goes sits on one side of the scales, Va'ochlu Mamashkin Bekaf Shnia, and there's food on the other scales. Kara Hazav Tmein. If the Zav's heavier than the food, so the food moved because of the Zav, the food becomes Tamei. Karu Hain Tahorin. But if the food's heavier than the Zav, the food remains tar. Same thing. You put an Avodah Zarah on one side of the scales, you put apples on the other side. If the apples weigh more than the Avodah Zarah, the apples are not Tameh. If the Avodah Zarah weighs more than the apples, then the apples will become Tameh. How? Why? Because it weighed it down, so it like moved it. It didn't move it by itself, it's not alive, but it moved it on the scales. Kiman Azal Hadatanya, who said the following? Kol HaTumos Hesitos Tahoros. All Tumas Hesed is Tahar, Chutz Mehisito Shel Zav, except for the Hesed of a Zav, Shalom Matzinu Lo Chever B'chal Torah Kula. There's no other Tumah in the whole Torah where if you move something, you make it Tamei. Not carrying it, it's a little bit different, moving it. Lema de lo Kribi Akiva. Let's say it's not like Kribi Akiva. Di Kribi Akiva, Ikonami Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva said Avodah Zarah, same thing. You put Avodah Zarah on the scales, it'll make it, if you just moved it. So Gemara says, no, afilu tam Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that a zav is different. Tana zav v'chol d'damila. Because when it said zav, it meant everything like a zav, so including avodah zarah. Fine, very good. Next, by Rav Chama bar Guria, avodah zarah yeshne leivarim o ena leivarim. Does avodah zarah have the pieces of avodah zarah? Let's say it's a Lego avodah zarah. So you put together a Lego and you made an avodah zarah. You made an idol out of Lego. So is each Lego piece also avodah zarah? Or only the whole completed item, as the Rashi says. Kigon shel chulios, different pieces. Yeshna l'tuma aver aver olo. Is each piece by itself tuma or not? Says the Gemara, well, one second. It depends. Hecha de hedyot yochel achzira. If a hedyot, if anybody could put it together, lo ti bailach. For sure, of course, not akasha. Demand de mechuberes dami. Because it's as if it's already together. Any kid could put it together, so it's as if it's complete, even if one Lego piece fell off. So then the answer is yes, it's tuma, even that one piece. Kiti bailach, when the question is, hecha de ein hedyot yochel achzira. No hedyot could do that. You need an expert. My, what's the story? Given the ein hedyot yochel achzira, since a hedyot can't pit it to put it together, kiman de betav yadari, it's like it's broken, so therefore there's no tumah. Or Dilmore, maybe, halo machasra. Maybe, but still not missing, it's just over there. I can't put it together because I don't know what I'm doing. But it's, therefore it's considered complete and therefore there is tumah. Vikad de bar lel hachgisa. Others have the exact opposite question. If a hedyot can't put it together, lo ti baylach, the command of mitav yadari. It's for sure broken. Ki ti baylach, hecha de hedyot yachal achzira mai. What about if a hedyot can put it together? Ki evan de hedyot yachal achzira, since a hedyot can put it together, command de bechabru dami, it's like it's connected. O dilma hashtami yashim kishal fo shari. But right now it's not connected, and therefore right now it's not connected, even though anyone could do it, but it's not connected to lemaisa, and therefore it should be Tahar? And the answer is Teku. Next. Boy Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Avodazara Pachusame Kazayas Mahu. What if an Avodazara is smaller than a Kazayas? Is there a shear for Avodazara? So there's a shear for food? There's a shear for Tuma? Is there a shear for Avodazara? So Maskavlor of Yosef, Lumai, regarding what? Ilemal in Yenisura. Regarding an Isser? Lo yehe el zvuv balikron. Tanya, there's a pasuk. Vayasimu, there's a pasuk in Shoftim. Vayasimu baal abris elokim zez zvuv balikron. You can worship anything. Malame chikol echad vechad osed demus yirasa menicha b'soch kiso. They made an image of anything, even a fly. They put it in their bosom. Kiven shezach v'matziya b'soch kiso mechap kumanashka. Whenever they would think about it, they would put it out and hug it and kiss it. So that can't be right. You can worship anything. Anything's avodah zara. It doesn't matter how small it is. No. El inyan tuma. Is there a shear for tumas avodah zara? My, what's the story? Given the Iskashel Sheretz, do we compare it to Sheretz? Ma Sheretz Bika Adasha. Just like a Sheretz is a shear. A Sheretz smaller than a lentil bean is not a Tumah. Af Avodah Zara Nami Ka Adasha, same story. O Dilma, or maybe, Had Iskashel Mace. Or it's compared to a mace. Ma Mace Bikazayas, Af Avodah Zara Bikazayas. What's the story? Amar of Avia, Vitei Mar Bar Ula, Toshma, Detanya, Avodah Zara, Pachus Mikazayas, Ein Bo Tumas Kol Ikar. The answer is no. There has to have a shear of a Kazayas for Tumas Avodah Zara. Shinemar Vishach Hasafara, Kever Ben Ayam, Ma Meis Bekazayas, Af Avodah Zara Bekazayas. V'Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon, and they hold that a tumas, they hold that avodah zara is only metama if you touch it, right? Lamai hilchasa itzkashel sheretz. So why is a avodah zara compared to a sheretz? To lo metame b'masa, to tell you that it's not metame b'masa. Lenida, why is it compared to anida? Teina le'evarin. There's no tumas on the pieces, like we said yesterday. If anida loses a limb, chas v'shalom, there's no tumas on the limb. Lemeis, why is it compared to a mace? To lo metame v'kadasha, shina metame in the size of a lentil bean. Ema lechumra. Just opposite. Let's be machmer in everything. It's compared to a sheretz to make an adasha. Lenida lemeturi evan hamasama. And nida to make you tummy evan hamasama. And actually, akharishman lemeis lemeturi ba ohel. Just like a mace is metame ba ohel. Maybe a avodah zara should also be metame ba ohel. Such chumras. So the Gemara says, no. Tumas avodah zara is the rabbanon who? It's the rabbanon. Ulakula. The chumra, and we have a kula and a chumra. The kula makshinan, the chumra lo makshinan. We're going to go the kula, and we're not going to go le chumra. Next Mishnah, menayin l'sfina shitahara. How do you know a boat is tahar? Shnemar derech aniya b'lev yam, which means the path of the ship in the heart of the sea. So pshita aniya b'lev yam hi. Well, of course a ship is in the sea. Where is it? Hakamashmal and kayam. The answer is the ship is just like the sea. Ma yam tahar asfina tahar. Just like the river is tahar, the river can't become tamei. So too the ship can't become tamei. Tanya chananya omer nilmada misak. We learn it out of a sack. Ma sack mental tamoli vareikon. A sack can be filled, can be carried, empty and full. Af kol mental tamoli vareikon. So too anything that can be carried, full or empty. Lafuke svina, that excludes a boat. She ain't a mitama mitaltelis moli vareikon. You can't carry a boat. It's too heavy. My benayu, what's the difference between these two shitas? If we're comparing it to a boat, or comparing it to the yam, or because it can't be carried? The answer is a boat that can be carried. Ikka the benayu svino shel cheres man da amar inia b'lev yam hanam b'lev yami. So it's still a boat, but lamanda amar kesak hanach tiksivi gabe sak. That makes sense if it's written by sack. Dimetaltelis molev reckon in elo lo. Right? Avol, and if it can be carried, then it's tumma. And if it can't be carried, it's not tumma. Avol svina shel cheres. Avagav de elantim metaltelis molev reckon. Even though it can't be carried, inami svina. So even though it can't be carried, it's still going to be tame. Why? Because it's not compared to a sack. Inami or svina's yardin lamandamer inia b'lev yam hi hanami inia b'lev yam hi. Right? The yardin is also a lev yam. So therefore, there's no tumma on a boat. These little boats in the Yarden could be carried moly v'reikon or for sure reikon. So therefore, there'll be tumma on them. Why are the boats in the Yarden tamei? Because they can go on the dry land and read in osoliam. They put them into the ocean. You should never leave the base of Medrash. Even for 1 minute. We learned this Mishnah many years. Base of Medrash. We don't know the reason. He explained it, and he explained it that if the boat could be carried, then it's tame. Never leave the base of Medrash. Never stop learning Torah. Afilu b'shas misa, even when you're dying. Shemar zos Torah adam kiyamis bo'ohel. Afilu b'shas misa, she osay b'torah. Even when you're dying, you learn Torah. Omer shlokish. Afilu b'shemayimis atmo aleha. You should. Torah is not mekayim unless you die over it. Shemar zos haTorah adam kiyamis bo'ohel. Like that's what it says. Omer kiyamis bo'ohel. If a person died in the tent, but it means it's a drasha that a person should, like, so to speak, kill himself over the Torah. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll finish. That's the end of Daf Pei Gimel.